Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1066. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv by Rebaron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lerafua Shlemachaya Rivka Bas Mindel and Lerafua Shlemachaya Brina Bas Leah. Getting back to our malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so we are talking about the various different gezeros being mishtamish be'ilan, using a tree, how one is not allowed to use it. So we're going through all the various different halachas in reference to a tree, how one can't use it, and we're going to see, Taka, that there are ways that one could use it. Not the actual tree, but sometimes the person, there's a peg that's stuck into a tree, and something is hung on the peg, or nail, or whatever the case is, like a basket, for example, and there's peiros in the basket, there's fruits in the basket. To take out the fruits from that basket would be allowed. So, but we're going to see exactly how that works. When it's hanging on the tree itself, then you can take it out. We're going to see it's called tzidai ilan. Okay, and the actual lashon is actually tzidai tzedodin. That's of the tree. See, does you have? Oh, let me just read the Mechaba. The Mechaba says like this: Now a simin shin lamed vav sif yud gimel asur l'shtamish b'tzadei ho'ilan. One is not allowed to make use of the tree or the side of the tree or whatever the case is. In other words, let's say if we mentioned last time a swing is hanging on the tree or the side of the tree, on the actual tree itself. Avol b'tzidei tzedodin, but the tzidei tzedodin is mutter. I just said the lashon wrong. Tzidei tzedon, in other words, on the side of the side, on top of something else, which we'll see what exactly that is all about, so that is okay. And this is not really our subject right now, but I just wanted to bring it down real quickly, since we started talking about it a little bit. Then we're gonna get a little bit into it and see how these halachas apply, because it's very negei lemaisa, coming up now in the warmer months, summer months. People have a hammock outside, sometimes it's a swing for the children on the tree, or sometimes it's hanging off of a peg in the tree, and there's various different things which come up, whereby people sometimes comes into question of being mishtamish be'ilam, making use of a tree, how it could be done, if it has to be done. So the Mishnah Berurah just says over there, it's at the end of Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Sifka Nun Tes, says the Mishnah Berurah that what exactly is Tzidei Tzedadin, Hudavah Hanin. It's something that's leaning up against something that's stuck into the tree, like a peg. A person has a peg, and then on that peg or the nail, and then the swing is on that. But okay, we're going to see exactly how, or the basket, could be a basket that's on, that's hanging off a nail also that's stuck into the tree. But we're going to see how those halachas come into play, and it's very negei lemaisa, mitzvah Shem. Okay, so now just getting back to what we want to talk about today. Is not so negei lemaisa, but it's important to keep in mind once we're working on the halachas of trees, in reference to the gezeris and how to go about using a tree. We have to know, we're trying, you know, cover everything, Bezras Hashem, as much as possible. So there's actually in Simen Tov Kuf Yodalad, it's in Hilchas Yomtev, Simen Tov Kuf Yodalad, Siv Vov, says the Mechaba, Ein Noisnim Ner, Al Gabe Ilan Me Erev Yomtev. One can't put, let's say Erev Yomtev, somebody lights the candles, the Yomtev candles, they'll light it on a tree. You can't do that. Again, light it on a tree, we're not talking about, of course, lighting the tree, lighting the candles, and again, it be on the tree from Erev Yom Tov. And that's where they're staying. It's nice. It's a beautiful day outside. It's going to be a beautiful night. No wind and nothing. That's where I'll leave it. Can't do that. Why? The Hashina and Shema Yavai Lishtamash Binim. Because as Gezeru afraid, says the Mechaba, we're afraid that one might come to use the tree. How are they going to use a tree if I lit my Yom Tov candles? Now we're talking about Yom Tov. Shabbos, it is taka allowed, but general people are not going to do it on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, obviously, lighting before Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, the problem is the Yom Tov Peshita de Asawai, the Hanocha Bechlal Shimas. On Yom Tov itself, in other words, if somebody lights on Yom Tov Shabbos, you can't light candles, right? But on Yom Tov, let's say somebody lights candles, Hanocha Bechlal Shimas, to put the candles there on Yom Tov, right, and leave them over there, that you can't do, because we said you can't put anything on a tree, and you can't take anything off the tree, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. El afilu eminiach mi erev Yom Tov, even if somebody leaves those candles there from before Yom Tov, al das shiye munach sham be Yom Tov, I'm going to leave it there and finish. After Yom Tov, I'll take it off. And still, we don't let you do that. Chazal said you can't do it. It's also the kevin de Yom Tov mutal l'taltil haner, because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to move a candle. So we're afraid you might come to, you're going to come to take it off the tree, and taking the candles off the tree is not allowed. cloud. We're afraid you're going to come take off the candles from the tree. This is taking something off the tree is not allowed, as we saw the last few shiurim. Okay, so the Dirshu, back in our Simon Shin Lamed Vav, which is the Simon all about the gardening, if you want to call it to an extent. Okay, but be it as it may, so back in our Simon, the Dirshu, he says over there a very interesting thing. He brings down this halacha. It's also found in Reish Ayin Zayin, that she'ein laniach agavi ilan afil me'er of yomtif, and mishum she'yesh locha shema yitlenu misham, v'nimtza mishlamish bin gond. You can't put the yomtif candles, we're afraid you'll take it off. Ochei ner shal Shabbos, again, it's found in those two places, in Hilchas Yomtif, and also in Reish Ayin Zayin, which is actually Hilchas Shabbos. Ochei ner shal Shabbos, but he says, ner shal Shabbos, to light Shabbos candles, in other words, Friday, right, before Shabbos, obviously, one is lighting Shabbos candles, then what that would be allowed, to light that would be allowed to leave it on a tree for whatever reason somebody would have to do it. But I want to get to the point to the point which would apply a little bit more to us. Right, because as obviously one is not allowed to move the Shabbos candles. It's muktzah. We're not afraid that when the candles will go out, that the person is going to take it off the tree, which you're not allowed to do. But over here, you're not allowed to do it even if it's in your house on the table. The candles are muksa, right? So that's not a problem. Even after a candle goes out, obviously it's muksa, we're not allowed to move it, so there's no chashash. So to light, if for whatever reason it would happen, a person wants to light Friday, of course they have to plug a menucha, they're going to light and they're going to leave it on the tree, for whatever reason is, so that would be okay. Okay, but be it as it may, the point I want to say is over here, which is applies a little bit more. V'chifetz says the Dirshu brings down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach that v'chifetz she'ein mischavnim lahasirei. If somebody has a chifetz, somebody has an item that they do not have in mind at all to remove, me'al gabe yewilan v'gam lo lehunis mimene b'Shabbos, and they're not going to make use of it. They're not going to make use of it on Shabbos. They don't have a mind to move it at all. So he brings the Shmir Shabbos brings from Shlomo Zalman that Shemutal Laniach Aluila Meboidim. So such an item, if again they're not going to use it on Shabbos, they don't have a mind to use it on Shabbos, not the type of thing you use on Shabbos, that one would be allowed to Mutal Laniach Aluila Meboidim, to leave it on the tree from Friday, right? I have no place to put this thing, whatever I have over there. I want to just leave it on a tree. I have in my backyard a tree. It's a nice, quiet day. It's not going to rain, whatever the case is. Or maybe I don't want the kids to see it, you know, something along those lines. Let's say something like that. Just to give an example, you know, I have a certain present I want to give to, let's say, one of my kids. He learned very well. Just to give an example, right? So I have nowhere to hide it, so I'll leave it outside in the backyard on that tree over there that nobody ever goes. But I'm not planning on giving it to him till Monday when he's making a siyam on a masechta. Just give you an example. That's what I'm getting. So I'm going to leave it up on the tree, and that's it. So this is something that she'ein mischavan lasirei. The person does not have a mind to remove from the tree, and because he doesn't need it now, he's not going to have enough from Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Shabbos at all. So maybe something along those lines. I'm just giving an example. So in other words, there's no iser per se to leave something hanging on a tree from Erev Shabbos, unless it's something whereby somebody. We're afraid somebody might come to take it off on Shabbos. You don't have to go, right? The person has a couple of things on the tree, and it's something, again, bichlal, they don't need at all. There's no halacha per se whereby you have to just take everything off the tree that belongs to you on before Shabbos. There's no such exam. It's just over there, something that we're afraid somebody might come to take off. They use it on Shabbos, they can make use on Shabbos, so then that one has to be careful not to leave it even from Erev Shabbos. So that's what he finishes off. Masha Kasab Mishabura over there in Tavkuf Yudal by Hilchas Yom Tov Shasala Niach Aluilan, that one is not allowed to leave on the tree even from Erev Shabbos, Dover Hamotar Betiltal, right? Something that you're allowed to move, and we see you're not allowed to leave it on the tree from Erev Shabbos, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that shu dafka b'tvarim sheregilim lishtamish behem tamid. These are the type of things that people use constantly, maybe a jacket or hat or something like that. A thing that a person person uses it. I put it on the tree, take it off the tree, or sometimes I put it here, put it there, whatever. So it's something that dafka b'tvarim shavgilim l'shtamish b'hem tum is something that a person is constantly using. That they're not allowed to hang up on a tree Friday and leave it going into Shabbos throughout the Shabbos is a gezeira. But if it's something mechlal and she'em is chavin la'asiri, I don't have a mind to take it down. And also I'm not going to have, I don't need it for Shabbos, I'm not going to have pleasure for it. I need it for Monday, Tuesday, whatever. I just want to leave it on the side, get it out of the way, whatever the case is. So to put something like that on a tree and leave it over Shabbos, again, you can't put it there on Shabbos. We have to keep that in mind. But putting it there before Shabbos, Friday, and keeping it there over Shabbos, that will be okay. The whole gezeira will be only things which I use on Shabbos, which are standard things which come up constantly that I use. Gezeira might come to take it off and be mishtamish be'ilah and using a tree. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha. Kol tov.